Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Keith is in French Settlement. Keith, welcome to WWL.
Scoot, thank you so much. Scoot, this is so much I could say. I'm in my 60s. I started studying politics when I was 10. I am a conservative. Is Trump a loudmouth and an a-hole and all of that? Absolutely. But at least he believes in America. Now, let me keep going. I'm trying not to have a monologue here. This is 2.0 of Trump's term. Before he got elected, Jamie Raskin and Maxine Waters and Chuck Schumer, this is their plan. Let's create chaos and rabble-rousing in the streets, and they'll associate, hey, Trump, chaos. We didn't have all this. But when we had the riots during his first term, 580, or approximately that number, of week-long riots, billions of dollars of damage. And that's the militant wing of the left and the Democratic Party. And I'll bring out one point, and I'll stop in a minute, and I'll take a breath. On January 6th, why was BLM and Antifa not at the where this insurrection supposedly happened? Because it was almost staged. They wanted it to happen. If BLM wanted a chance to go after MAGA conservatives, they'd have been there in force. But that just shows that it had Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and them coordinating it. That's that. And so many other things I could bring up. And the there may be 10% of supposedly the MAGA base. We're conservative. We may not necessarily. Well, I'm MAGA. I may not necessarily be Trump, but there's not 10% of them that are right-wing radicals. When you look at the left, I guarantee you 50, 60% of these people, they are radicals. They probably have four or five baby mamas, a criminal record a mile long, and tattoos all over their face. I mean, that's one. But I still should be able to make $150,000 a year, and they're angry. And so when you stage a protest, that may be technically what they're calling, nominally it's called a protest, but they want it to break into a riot. They want it to break into a chaos. And I'll take a breath and let you. Before I go, on January 6th, the last time I talked with you, you said, well, you have the right to be a right-wing conspiracy nut if you want to. And what happened later? The FBI admitted they had a couple of dozen agents or assets in that crowd. Did some people take an unauthorized tour? Absolutely. But they were just about baited in there, and it's just like the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping in Michigan. There were more FBI informants than there were so-called conspirators. And as far as the media, everybody now wants to be Woodward and Bernstein. They got famous by taking down a politician, Nixon, and that's what they want to do now. But anyway, I'll stop for a minute and let you we'll go back to an exchange rather than a soliloquy.
Well, it doesn't say much about Republicans and Trump supporters to suggest that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer controlled them in some kind of orchestrated way, that they forced them to attack the Capitol. I believe that that was done because that's what they
Why was BLM and Antifa not there?
Well, I don't speak for Antifa. Why would you expect me to know?
I don't think they routinely go to Trump rallies.
Yeah, they don't go. Why would they be at a Trump rally?
When they go to a Trump rally, we don't have lynchings. I've never been to a Trump rally. I've been to
Why would Antifa go to a Trump rally? I mean, what you're doing is you're just
because
suggesting
they will be
that,
they will be itching at the bit, stomping at the bit to go and try and attack.
Well, you seem to know
Trump supporters, okay, but they were told, "Yo, look, y'all stay back. We got them. We're going to bait them in."
Okay,
and
listen,
that's my belief.
Keith,
it may not be documentable like in algebra.
Right, what did I tell you when you called before about January 6th? What did I tell you?
When I mentioned that they had agitators, they moved barricades out of the way.
What did I tell you? They wanted these people to come in. What did I tell you?
And you said, "Well, you have the right to be a right wing conspiracy theorist if you want." It's not a right wing conspiracy.
Yeah. Okay. Ditto, Keith. I'm glad you had a chance to express your opinion, but get the tinfoil out. The idea that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer corralled these Republicans and orchestrated them in an attack on the Capitol is like believing in a fantasy land.
The FBI did not admit that they had dozens and dozens of agents there in the crowd. They had informants there. They had people embedded in these extremist militia groups that were there to inform law enforcement agencies about what those groups were doing.
I mean,
that's very different from saying, "Oh, the FBI admitted that they had agents that precipitated the attack on the Capitol."
Like
it's ridiculous.
Like I told Keith, and Keith's just making up numbers. Like 10% of MAGA are, you know, right wing radicals, but 50% of the Democrats are left wing radicals.
I mean, that's like six or seven baby mamas.
Stupid. And
okay.
and shame on you for criticizing people with tattoos, Keith. I mean, that says more about you than it says about your argument. And I think you kind of lose your argument when you start, you know, picking on people because they have tattoos. I mean, you're kind of reaching at that point. You have a right to believe what you want to believe, but I think it's total nonsense, and we have a right to point that out on the show. I just think that what you're saying is you're in denial. You want to believe that Antifa was somehow controlling these Republicans. That doesn't say much about Republicans. Republicans are so weak that Antifa can control Republicans? That doesn't say much about the character of Republicans.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.